So tomorrow we wake up to a new year. Are you planning to make a New Year's resolution? And how long do you think you'll be able to keep it? If it's dependent upon our ability to keep it, then honestly, it's probably not going to be very long. James spoke a few months ago about whether we should be making commitments to Jesus or whether we should actually be surrendering to him more. Maybe it's not more about what we can do for Jesus, but more about what he can do through us. Do we commit to follow Jesus more in 2018, or do we surrender more of ourselves to him, recognizing we cannot do it in our own strength, but we bring our desires to him? The band are going to lead us in the song, I Surrender. And as we do that, I want to ask you to ask God to tell you what steps he wants you to take in 2018. Because if he speaks it, then it can be accomplished by his Spirit working in you. Make the resolutions that God is speaking into your life. hopefully on your seat, you should be able to find a bookmark, because I'd like us to end our service by reading the poem on this bookmark. This has been written by Andrew Gardner. He was a pastor at Hope Baptist Church in Plymouth and has been diagnosed with bowel cancer. But during that time of illness, God has gifted him with this amazing gift of creativity, and he's written some amazing poems. And this is the latest one he's written for 2018. And it's very fitting and very powerful. And I'd like us to read it out together. At the dawning of this new year, I place myself into your hands. I bring to you my fears, Lord, knowing you do understand. As I put the past aside now, pain and failure left behind, may my Saviour's purpose for me fill my heart and guide my mind. I cannot pretend I'm confident in what's to come this year, but with you, Lord, I am able to face it without fear. I have your word to guide me and your spirit deep within. Thank you, I'm equipped. Let the challenges begin. Let the storms within be stilled. Let anxious thoughts be blocked. As I put my hand in yours and place my feet upon the rock, nothing, Lord, can take away my security in you. Deep in my heart, in my soul, I know you'll see me through. So do take away those bookmarks if that's a comfort to you. And on the back, there are a number of encouraging Bible verses as well. The Israelites did a number of things to remind them of God's promises. And one of these was to tie God's word onto places that would remind them of his promises. So you'll find on your seat, it's just a simple piece of string. And I encourage you to take home that piece of string. If you feel God has spoken something to you this morning and you want to be reminded of that, then maybe tie this to something that you're going to, or put it somewhere where you're going to come across it. It might just be in a pocket. Every time you put your hand in a pocket, you'll find a piece of string, or tie it to your keys, something that you're going to come across on a regular basis to remind you of God's faithfulness and of his promises to you. And maybe if he's spoken something particular to you this morning, you might want to use that piece of string as a reminder of that as well. And I just want to wish you a Jesus-filled New Year.